Unallied devotees who have no desires other than to serve the Lord, worship Him in full surrender and always hear and chant about His activities, which are most wonderful and auspicious. Thus, they always merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. Such devotees never ask the Lord for any benediction. I, however, am in danger. Thus, I pray to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally existing, who is invincible, who is the Lord of all great personalities such as Brahma, and who is available only to transcendental bhakti yoga. Being extremely subtle, He is beyond the reach of my senses and transcendental to all external realization. He is unlimited, He is the original cause, and He is completely full in everything. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Please repeat. Unallied devotees who have no desires other than to serve the Lord, worship Him in full surrender, and always hear and chant about His activities, which are most wonderful and auspicious. Thus, they always merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. Such devotees never ask the Lord for any benediction. I, however, am in danger. Thus, I pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally existing, who is invincible, who is invisible, who is the Lord of all great personalities, such as Brahma, and who is available only by transcendental bhakti yoga. Being extremely subtle, He is beyond the reach of my senses and transcendental to all external realization. He is unlimited. He is the original cause. And He is completely full in everything. I offer my obeisances unto Him. Report by Srila Prabhupada ki. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anyavritam anukulena krishna tu silanam bhakti utam bhaktir utamam bhaktir samrita sindhu 1.1.11. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unallied devotees have nothing to ask from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Gajendra, the king of the elephant, was circumstantially asking for an immediate benediction because he had no other way to be rescued. Sometimes when there is no alternative, a pure devotee being fully dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Lord pray for some benediction. But in such a prayer there is also regret. One who always hear and chant about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord is always situated on a platform on which he has nothing to ask in terms of material benefits. Unless one is a completely pure devotee, one cannot enjoy the transcendental bliss derived from chanting and dancing in ecstasy of the Sankirtan movement. Such ecstasy is not possible for any ordinary devotee. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows us how one can enjoy transcendental bliss simply by chanting, hearing, and dancing in ecstasy. This is Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, the king of the elephant, Gajendra, said, Adhyatmika Yogam Gamyam indicate that unless one is situated in this transcendental platform, one cannot approach the Supreme Lord. The benediction of being able to approach the Lord can be achieved after many, many births. Yet, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has awarded this benediction to everyone, even to fallen souls who have no heritage of anything in spiritual life. That is actually being seen in the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, the path of Bhakti Yoga is the spotless process by which to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakyaham ekha grahaya. Only through devotional service can one approach the Supreme Lord. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 7:1, Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunjan mad astraya asam sayam sagam yamam yata jasyasi tasrinu. Now hear, O son of Prita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Simply by being attached to Krishna consciousness, by thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna constantly, one can fully understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubt. Om Gayantam Randasya Janandana Shlokaya Chiksara Militanina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Tamaksaram Brahma Param Parisam Avakyamat Adhyatmika Yogangamyam Atindriyam Suksmam Ivati Duram Anantam Adhyam Paripurnamidi. Unalloyed devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Lord, worship Him in full surrender, and always hear and chant about His activities, which are most wonderful and auspicious. Thus, they always merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. Such devotees never ask the Lord for any benediction. I, however, am in danger. Thus I pray to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally existing, who is invincible, who is invisible, who is the Lord of all great personality such as Brahma, and who is available only by transcendental yoga. Being extremely subtle, He is beyond the reach of my senses and transcendental to all external realization. He is unlimited, He is the original cause, and He is completely full in everything. I offer my obeisances unto Him. So this is a nice verse. It is pointing the goal to us. For some of us, we may not achieve this platform unallied devotees, but it is expected that we are trying to achieve this position. And obviously, unless we are trying, we wouldn't be here. And Krishna, at the same time, within the heart, is encouraging us. And because He's encouraging us, we're having the impetus to go on another day. And it becomes years and a lifetime for us. And it can also become many lifetimes. So, but in order to achieve this position, sometimes there are pitfalls along the way. We can become complacent. There's what you call choir members in the Christian churches. They're choir members. They're people, they do singing every day. They do singing. Whenever there's a hymn needed or song, they sing. So actually they are in the church every service. But their goal is to sing. So, because they're there every day, every service, they actually hear everything. And the result of hearing everything is like they eventually hear nothing after a time. Because they become uninterested. So similarly, we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day. We have to be careful that we don't become choir members. We just come and just hear. We have to chant Hare Krishna and we just chant. But we don't hear. It's like sometimes you find that you're doing your japa and the mind suddenly drifts away from hearing and chanting into another realm. And it is in this realm that you has no consciousness about. You're not aware of what is going on. It is thinking about something that you don't even remember even interacting about with. And the mind is just there. Because you're so complacent, you're not alert that I am hearing and chanting. So when the mind just go into this zone, it just zone out from the chanting. And it is not actually doing anything productive. In the sense, it is not even thinking about some sense gratification that you are really inclined to. It is just in a space. Just spacing out. But it's busy. But you are not aware of it. And then finally, you sleep away. This is what happened before you sleep away. The mind just start drifting an unknown space and then you just sleep away. And sometimes, actually, if you have a, like most of us has our cell phones, you have your cell phone with you, and you check every round you complete. And start from your first round, you'll find that you will has a certain amount of timings. And your awareness is there, chanting that round. So you will cover a certain amount of time, whether 6 minutes, 7 minutes, something like that. And as you're going on, every round you complete, you check and see if you're maintaining your fastest time. Not only your fastest time, but your fastest time with full awareness. Because your fastest time cannot have full awareness, but your fastest time with full awareness. So you check and see, and then every round you complete, then you will see, well, why did I not maintain this amount of time? Where were I? And you will see, yeah, I was spacing out, my mind was here, my mind was there, and I was unaware of it. Because I starting a new round. I was unaware of what I was doing. Just like sometimes we have different preachers speaking Bhagavatam. Some people we like, some people we may not like, some people in between. So, but the Bhagavatam is the same Bhagavatam. It didn't change. The level of purity may be different in different persons. But we find that when some people preaching, we fall asleep. Although, even if it's the most immature person preaching, because if his endeavor is meant to please Krishna, he can actually say something that is beneficial to you, but we sleep away. Because we are unconscious. So, Krishna consciousness, specifically Prabhupada used this word consciousness, that it has to be a conscious endeavor. It has to be a conscious endeavor. A conscious endeavor means you has to be aware. You has to be aware of what you're doing. You has to be aware of your own self-preservation is the first law. You has to be aware of yourself as to what is important for you, what is your conditioning. And we have to recognize that there's a platform called Online Devotional Service. And there is two things about that position. That is, those who have achieved that position, they don't think that they achieved that position. They still think they are practicing devotees. Nevertheless, they achieved that position. And those who think they achieved that position or feel some sense of pride in themselves that they achieved that position, they have not achieved that position. So as practicing devotees, it is our best position to follow the successors. To never think that we achieve any success in devotional service. It's like Gajendra here is speaking about unalied devotees. But unless he had been an unalied devotee, he could not have been in such state of Krishna consciousness to recite constantly, under intense pain, to constantly remember the Lord. Many of us may be practicing Krishna consciousness for many years. 10, 20, 30 years. You just put yourself in Gajendra position and somebody just squeezing your head or squeezing your foot or hands and the pain is intense and just gradually increasing and see what you will do. You'll be more concerned about your pain rather than offering a praise to Krishna. So Gajendra ought to be in a state of Krishna consciousness in order to be able to, in full devotion, constantly remember so many prayers. We're going through this several verses, constant prayers. And even in this verse here, he's saying that, yeah, I'm praying to the Lord because, yeah, I am in extreme pain. But at the same time, he's speaking about unalied devotees. This is his position. He's speaking about unalied devotees, but nevertheless, he's saying that I'm praying to the Lord because of my extreme pain. So, we can analyze that he's aware of what is unalied devotional service. He's aware that this factor of taking benediction from the Lord to release him from this condition is not his best position. His best position is to be in full consciousness of the Lord, in hearing and chanting about the Lord. So, every day we have to make this endeavor to hear and chant about the Lord. But in order to hear and chant about the Lord, to strive for that position, we have to know what is our struggles. Unless you know what is your struggles, you can't cross beyond them. You'll become familiar. We become, sometimes in devotional service, we become so familiar with the process. We become so familiar not only with the process, but we become familiar with our anarthas, our hindrance in devotional service. We become so familiar with them that we don't think that they are obstacles anymore in devotional service. Because if it was something so bad, then why am I still able to be here? But this is the mercy of Krishna that we are here so that we can have the opportunities to hear from devotees so that we can reform ourselves. And in order to reform ourselves, Krishna says, then you have to become introspective, the introspective sage. We have to be introspective. You have to look within. You have to seek out your defects. Generally, we are more habituated in seeing the defects in others, not in ourselves. It is easier for us to recognize what others did wrong. And for ourselves, it's not so wrong. Nobody didn't see it, therefore it is right. So this is not our best position. So I have choose to read a few lines from the Madhurya Kadambini. In this Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti is speaking about the platform of Nista. Nista actually is a very important platform for us as beginners to strive for. Because actually when we come to this platform of Nista, we're actually in that position to actually begin to perform devotional service. We're actually on good grounds, safe grounds. So I'll just read a little here. Nista means to be endowed with the quality of steadiness or non-movement. Nishchalam. Though a person try for steadiness every day, while the anartas are still present, he will not attain steadiness. This is due to 5 persistent obstacles. Laya, sleep. Vishchipa, distraction. Apratiprati, indifference or disinterested in spiritual topics. Kahasya, tendency towards bad habit. And rasaswada, taste for material enjoyment. So these are 5 different factors that is the obstacles for Nista. Sleep, distraction, indifference, or disinterested in spiritual topics, tendency towards bad habit, and taste for material enjoyment. Laya, viksipa, apratiprati, kahasya, rasaswada. After the stage of anartha vritti, when these obstacles are almost completely destroyed, one achieves steadiness. Thus, the symptoms of Nista is the absence of the above mentioned obstacles. Laya referred to the tendency to sleep during kirtan, shravanam, smaranam, japa. So when we're feeling sleepy, this is due to an anartha. This anartha is basically complacence, inattentiveness, distraction. So these things, because we are no longer subduing the mind, we're no longer controlling the mind to focus on hearing and chanting, then the mind is in its own zone, and then the mood of ignorance take over, and then we fall asleep. So this happened in our kirtan. We feel sleepy. Sravanam, smaranam, trying to remember Krishna. This is sometimes, we see this happen even in smaranam. You remembering a pastimes of Krishna, and suddenly you feel sleepy, distracted, disinterested. Not only in our japa. So sometimes even in kirtan, we become It's the same song is being sung every day, but we're sleepy because we consider somebody is not expert enough to produce a certain melody that will attract us. But it's the same song. So these are things that is hindrance in our devotional service. Viksipa refer to distraction due to mundane topics while performing service. The mind is a place where not only in this life, but in former life, we have performed mundane activities. As a result, these activities have laid impressions in our mind. Understand how they lay impression. It's like you're going down the road and you pass by a jewelry shop. It's lots of gold jewelry. And then you go farther down, so your mind becomes, you become a little attractive. Oh, there's a lot of gold. And then you go farther down and you see somebody has heaps of rice or some other vegetable or something in a heap. And then at night you sleep and you dream about a mountain of gold. So this is what happens, is that the mind takes these two impressions and more or less amalgamate them, bring them into one. And then when you dream about a mountain of gold. Because it's impressions. Impressions that this was a very high, whatever it was, and the impression that there was a large quantity. So these two impressions, they come together and they become one. So this way the mind, so these impressions is there within the mind of mundane things. So these impressions, they float up. They float up in japa. Because now when we're performing japa, hearing and chanting, now we want to subdue the mind. So the mind is telling us now, will you remember you had interest in these things? You had interest in some goal, you had interest in this and that here. You know, you can recollect on it, you can dwell on it, and you can capitalize on how to get it. And so in this way the mind focuses. So these distractions, they come because of, that's why when performing devotional service, in our daily activities, we have to understand that this business of controlling the mind is not only when I'm performing japa. This business of controlling the mind is a 24-hour, every second within that 24 hours of the day mission. I always have to be striving to control the mind. Otherwise, if I become attracted, become attracted by material objects, they may lay impressions in my mind, and when I'm performing my japa, they may float up. And they may distract me in my japa. So we have to be careful. Gossiping while doing japa. Talking nonsense while doing japa. Not only japa, but any kind of devotional service we're performing. We should be very careful. Even if we're in the kirtan, we should be very careful not to be indulging in unnecessary activities. Even if we are considered too strict by others, still it is, we should always remember the principle that self-preservation is the first law. You need to save yourself. You may not be able to save the world, but it's best if you can save yourself. So we should strive to avoid gossiping. Even if we can't tell others to stop, but at least we should stop. Whatever devotional activities we have to do, we should try to minimize unnecessary talking about mundane subject matter. Apratipati refer to the occasional inability to perform kirtan. Inability to perform kirtan. It's like sometimes we're performing japa and we says, this thing is just too much for me. I going and sleep. I gotta sleep. It is just too much for me. Right now, I getting a headache because this is too much concentration. So this inability, so what we can do about it? One thing you can do, you can analyze at that point before you make that decision to surrender to this this inability. Before you surrender, you can recollect on one thing. That if there, at this moment, there is a certain type of sense gratification which will entice me. Like take, for instance, eating sweet rice. If somebody in a nice way steals some sweet rice and come right now and says, let's eat this sweet rice, will I feel this same inability to do that activities? No. So then we should understand this is because of impurities. This is impurities because I have no attraction. I'm not attentive in my chanting, in my kirtan, in my reading. That is why I'm being overpowered by this hearing or chanting about Krishna. So therefore, at that moment, then we can recollect ourselves and we can offer prayers to Krishna and beg Krishna to help us for this attraction. In spite of the absence of laya, viksipa, kayasya means the tendency to indulge in anger, greed, pride, etc. due to past bad habits. Rasaswada refer to the inability to absorb the mind in kirtan. If one gets the opportunity for material sense pleasure, that's just like we were talking. You can't focus the mind now on chanting japa, but somebody brings something very nice like some sweet rice. But now you can focus the mind. So this is the... So these are anarthas in our devotional service. And we have to be careful that not only... It is expected in a neophyte stage that these anarthas is there. But we have to be so careful that we don't become addicted to these anarthas. Because we find a way how to maneuver with these anarthas in Krishna consciousness that we think that is okay. So we have to be careful. Because it is not good for our own self-interest. So this is very important for us because these things, they will not allow us to achieve pure devotional service. They will not bring us to the platform of unalloyed devotional service. The platform of unalloyed devotional service is that one has no other desire other than to satisfy Krishna. What is Krishna's happiness? That is one's only desires. Krishna's happiness is the fulfillment of my desire. So this is the platform. In spite one may not be fully mature on that in that stage, but at least one, it is a matter of cultivation. Just like in order to get rice, you have to cultivate the field. You have to soak the paddy. You have to plow the field, soak the field, you have to cultivate, you have to perform so many things. You have to plant the seed, you have to water it, you have to take it. So in the same way, we have to cultivate this desire to simply to satisfy, to serve, that Krishna's enjoyment is the fulfillment of my desire. In this way, we become fixed in our attraction to please Krishna. If we don't, then it can take us many lifetimes. Devotional service is no doubt a safe process. That is, even if you fail in this life, you will continue in the next life. But especially with the influence of Kali Yoga, the vices of Kali Yoga, just like in when there is a change of government or there is some very miserable situation, just like we have, like Saddam Hussein was ruling, And for some people, his ruling, he was a terror. So they were so unhappy with him. So the American government get him out of the position. But is the situation better? Now, some people will say, well, you know, when Saddam Hussein was ruling, it was a better situation. So the material world is like that. Then what we do generally, we generally become adjusted. We adjust ourselves in the environment, and then we said the past was bad, and the present is a little good. Or the present is bad, but the past was bad, was good. Because we are adjusting ourselves. So, we have to be very careful that we don't become allured by these situations to become comfortable in the material world. Rather, we making the best use of the bad bargain. That is, considering this body is a temporary body, and the soul is in an unnatural position to be within this body. Although there may be facility to enjoy the objects of the senses, nevertheless, the soul is in an unnatural position. And to enjoy the objects of the senses is not the fulfillment of the enjoying propensity of the soul. We have to become aware of that. And because the body is temporary. The body is being awarded to us. We didn't make arrangements for these bodies. We didn't make no plan with Krishna. Well, you know, I want an Indian body, a black body, an African body. We didn't make these plans. We were awarded this body. Krishna is Paramatma within the heart. He made the decision what body we should have. And when we take birth, we didn't even know who is our mother or father. We didn't know anything. We take birth like animals. Two-legged animals. Because we were totally in ignorance. But somehow or the other, we come in contact with this process of devotional service. By the mercy of the devotees, especially Srila Prabhupada. Especially Srila Prabhupada. We have come in contact with this process of devotional service. So now, we come in contact with this process of devotional service, then we shouldn't waste time. We shouldn't be idle. We shouldn't be complacent. We should strive to achieve this platform of pure devotional service. And we should not accept obstacles on the path. Just like to hear about Krishna, we should not accept these obstacles of, oh, well, I want to sleep, I'm tired, and all these things. We should not accept these obstacles. We should have a firm determination to achieve pure devotional service. And we should, and day by day, we should maintain that enthusiasm that I want to achieve this pure devotional service. Even if I cannot achieve it in this lifetime, but at least I want to put my best effort. It is not within my hands, it is not within my control whether I should have it or not. But what is within my control is that whatever is available to me right now, I can use it to my advantage so that it can assist me to achieve pure devotional service. So, in this way, Krishna within the heart, seeing our sincerity to achieve pure devotional service, he will help us. And he's always ready and he's always helping us. He's helping not only us, he's helping everyone. Whether we are devotees or non-devotees, he is helping everyone. Without his help, no one can perform any activities. No one. So sometimes people say, well, so then why it is somebody is performing sinful activities? Because Krishna, being equally disposed to everyone, he is giving facility. Giving facility doesn't mean that he's encouraging it. He's giving facility so that you will recognize your foolishness and you will reform yourself, whether in this life or in the next life. So I guess we can stop here. Is there any questions or comments? We got 5 minutes to the time. No questions? Hare Krishna. Microphone.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji,
you told that people get complacent, they just hear and take no action for that. So still, the solution that appears, that still if we keep on hearing, then the day will come that something will strike us and we will come out of that complacency.
I didn't hear you clearly.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that
yeah.
People get complacent. They do not care about what is the word, how to act upon it. They just hear and forget about that. So, in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam also, Krishna says that just by hearing. So, if we keep on hearing, so it appears that the day will come, we get some words, some inspiring words, and we get out of that complacency. Is that true or not? How to understand that?
We has to be introspective. I was reading an article recently about Mahatma Prabhu was making a point. It's, as devotees, we sometimes are of the opinion that simply by hearing and chanting is enough to become purified. And he was making the point, but you go so many places and you hear everybody is complaining, everybody having problem. But we're hearing and chanting, why are you complaining? If hearing and chanting is enough, what's your problem? So, the problem is that while the hearing and chanting is indeed enough, nevertheless, we has to endeavor. As you surrender, I reward you. We has to have that strong desire. If you don't have that desire, then you would not see need to improve. You would not see the need to improve your sadhana, your quality of hearing, your quality of chanting. You would not see the need to improve. So it is important for us that we has to recognize that I has to recognize my own self-interest, that this has been awarded to me, the process of Krishna consciousness. Now I have to make a conscious effort to allow this process to purify me. Otherwise, I become inattentive. And if I become inattentive, then I can, for millions of birth, the process would not work. It's not because the process is inefficient, but because I am not being attentive. We has a responsibility. As an individual, we has a responsibility and we has to act upon that. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, my question is that in devotional life, we see different levels of advancement. Similarly, as we see in material life, different grades of material advancement. So, how do we understand this? Because there are people who have come to the temple recently, and because probably of their past spiritual merit, they immediately take very seriously devotional service. And there are those who are coming for years, but they are not able to advance. So how do we understand this?
We can understand it when we understand two things. Krishna is saying, I'm equally disposed to everyone. So whether you're in for a day or a lifetime, If you apply yourself sufficiently, with sufficient sincerity, Krishna says, yayatamam prapadyante, I'll reward you accordingly. So, what is the difference? The difference is your sincerity, your faith in the process. How much faith do you have? You hear Krishna is God, but how much faith do you have? How much are you willing to apply yourself to that? So, Dhruva Maharaj, in 6 months, Prahlad Maharaj within the womb. So, it is all about Ajamil, simply at his last days, just remember Narayan. So, King Katwanga, in a moment, he heard that you will die in the next moment. Immediately, he achieved perfection. It is our application. Again, it is your application. Hare Krishna.
So, it is ultimately depends on our own effort, or we have to be the recipient of the mercy. Ultimately, then it is our own effort through which we'll get the result. Is it how we understand the process?
You mentioned the right thing just now. And then you switch. One is, the right thing is that being recipient to the mercy. Recipient to the mercy. That is the right thing. So, because our own endeavor, what endeavor do you have? First of all, coming back to the same fact that we were making earlier, you don't even know when you own this body. You don't even know when you get this body. So what endeavor do you have? So it is about our being recipient to the mercy. The mercy is available. The mercy is available in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The mercy is available in the form of the deities, the devotees, hearing and chanting. This is the mercy. You now has to become a recipient. Apply yourself. King Kaulashekar says, he says, everything that I have done is not done by me, but by you. This is his prayer to Krishna. It's not done by me, but by you. But we generally think, when we do something bad, when we do something good, you see how good I am? I did it. So, recipient to the mercy means that we recognize that everything is coming from Krishna. Krishna is my ability. Krishna is the ability in me. Krishna is the source of my intelligence. Krishna is the strength, is my strength. Krishna is everything within me. And by this, I'm utilizing whatever is available that to perform favorable, anya bilasila sunyam, whatever is available to perform favorable devotional service, I'm utilizing that and capitalizing upon the best use of the bad bargain, this material body, I'm utilizing that to achieve pure devotional service. Any other questions? We can stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.